My name's Sean Collier. I'm in Aaron Kleiber's dad cave.
Here we are, surrounded by movie posters.
Movie posters. There's a little bit of kid stuff encroaching into the dad cave.
All right, you better watch it. There is a Barbie convertible.
Yeah, right there.
But I also have, you know, a Predator bobblehead. You know, I have a hoverboard.
The point is, it's the perfect place to preview the summer 2016 movie season. Not a lot going on this week, so we're going to tell you what we are pumped about this summer and give you some of our picks for what you might be hearing on the show soon.
A lot of good stuff.
This week on You Can't Handle the Truth.
And now, it's You Can't Handle the Truth. Honest reviews of the newest movies. Part of the Epicast Network. Hear more great podcasts at epicast.tv.
It is You Can't Handle the Truth for Friday, April 1st.
Bingo.
Happy April Fool's Day,
everybody.
Is it
everybody. April Fool's Day?
And we should have done an April Fool's episode where we just talk about like an opera
or
a ballet.
This is not the summer preview. This is actually, we're talking about The Graduate.
Yeah.
No,
that would just be a
that
retro.
That doesn't make any sense.
It would have to be, what would an April Fool's Day, it would have to be like,
we're gonna
announce that we're both off the show, and we bring in, like, you know, really boring versions of ourselves. I am the really boring version of myself. Never mind.
I'm gonna happy April Fool's Day. My kids are reviewing Batman versus Superman,
despite having not seen it. That would have been good if we had just put out.
Actually,
here's Luke and Becca.
That would actually be a pretty good Grown Dad Business episode.
That is, well, you know, you don't put out on Fridays.
No,
so that would be all thrown up. No, this is a real episode.
Yes, it is.
This is just a real episode.
2016 summer preview.
We didn't have anything to do this week. The only new thing I saw this week was I Saw the Light, the Hank Williams biopic.
How was that? Are you allowed to talk about it?
This is the day it comes out. It's good. Could have been better. The performances are great. Tom Hiddleston is Hank Williams.
Yeah, little far away from Oscar season, right?
Yeah, I don't think it's. I don't think that's what they're looking for. But
well, that's good.
He does a great job. I'm sure there were some good old boys who were angry that you got a British guy to play Hank Williams. But he's an actor. He nails it.
Well,
he's got it.
I get it.
British actors generally pretty good.
Yeah. They're classically trained.
And Elizabeth Olsen plays his wife. They both knock it out of the park.
Nice.
It's good. The director, and I forget his name, the director is like a career producer.
Oh, really?
The guy who directed this, he's directed one other movie. You can tell that he's not a director.
Oh, really?
Like, all the elements are there. It just isn't, there's no one bringing it all together. But it's good. It's worth seeing. It's just, it might have been a great movie, and it's not.
So you're saying it lacks a little vision, or what?
Yes, definitely.
Right, that makes sense.
Cast is good, cinematography's good, story's there, all of the elements. There's just not that artist.
Yeah,
producers. Not
the director
that, not
is
that
Mark Abraham.
He did one other movie. It's called Flash of Genius. It was with Greg Kinnear. And
oh,
it was
about, I know what you're talking about.
Windshield wipers.
Yeah. I mean, he's produced a lot of cool things.
He produced Air Force One. He produced the Dawn of the Dead remake. He produced Children of Men. I'm sure he's a great producer.
Man with the Iron Fists, the Thing remake, which was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Children of Men, Slither. He likes a lot of horror movies.
Yes, but not really a director. And, you know.
Yeah.
With that, I've said everything I have to say about the movie, so that's why there's not an episode on that.
Okay.
So.
Fair enough.
Here's we're going to start, and I'm going to give you my five most anticipated movies for the summer movie season 2016.
Okay. And I'm going to give you my five.
All right. And it might be the same five.
I think they're going to be very different, dude.
I don't know.
Because I went for exciting, but not obvious exciting.
I'm pretty obvious. Because I don't know. Because here's one. Tell the people about Hardcore Henry.
Well, that's
the trailer we just watched.
Well, yeah. Sean didn't see the trailer. It's based on a YouTube video that's all POV If you don't know what that means, point of view.
Like a special GoPro.
GoPro Red camera. And there was a short, and it was basically a POV action movie. And they crowdfunded it with another short, and it's going to have a national universal release.
And it looks like a first-person shooter.
It looks
but,
like...
But a movie.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And the story's pretty cool. He's kind of a bionic man.
Uh-huh.
That's why you can see his POV.
And they set up that he can't talk, so it's
exactly.
It allows you to identify.
So he's kind of like a bionic man, and there's terrorists that want the technology that's in his body after him.
Yeah.
And it is just POV of him whooping bad guys' butts. And it's pretty badass.
And now I'm really pumped for that.
I was excited to show you the trailer.
That's coming in the middle of April.
Yeah, it's coming pretty soon.
Yeah, by the way, I know it's only March. It's only barely spring. But because Batman Superman happened, summer movie season started. We're in it.
Yeah.
That's how it's going this year.
Yeah, Hardcore Henry comes out next Friday, April 8th.
Yes.
So that's exciting.
Not on the schedule for me, so I don't know if there's not a...
I mean, obviously, a movie like this, where it came from YouTube, they're going hard viral.
Right.
I mean, they're going hard on social media, YouTube, things like that.
But hopefully we'll see that pretty soon.
That's the first one that I'm excited about.
Well,
that's coming out next week.
And that's the, you know,
should I say that since it's spring or
yeah,
is that part
no,
of summer?
No, this, like I said, because of Batman, we're in it.
Yeah,
we're
you're
there.
Right.
And
summer movie starts so soon.
I have the expected picks because... I don't do a lot of looking ahead because trailers lie. It's really easy to make a good trailer.
I
kind of wait. I mean, most movies I see, I haven't seen a trailer. Unless I have no idea, you know, if it shows up on the screening list, I have no idea what it's about. I might watch a trailer. Most things I see, other than, you know, Batman, Superman,
I'll first see, like, I'll watch a teaser.
Okay.
I mean, a teaser is something that really doesn't give anything away.
Yeah.
You get to see the style of it. You get to see what actors are in it. And when I see, you know, I look up like, oh, you know, Patrick Wilson's in it, which is my dude. Mm-hmm. I love this guy. But like, you know, I'll see who's in it. And I'm like, oh, this sounds interesting.
Yeah.
You know, and then see who the director is and see what they did before. And that's how I determine how I want to see something.
I go back to the Texas...
I try not to watch any trailers.
The Texas Chainsaw remake.
Oh, yeah.
What was that, about 2003? 2004?
Oh,
2003.
Boy. Yeah.
That has maybe the best trailer I've ever seen. And the movie was garbage.
Yeah, they did a lot of that music. Was that the one with Jessica Biel?
Yes.
That was okay.
I did not like it.
It was okay.
But the trailer is a work of art. And so I don't watch
it. It was passable.
So my list starts with Civil War, with Captain America Civil War on May 6th.
Now, I omitted that.
Uh-huh.
Just because everybody's talking about seeing that.
Well, the reason I'm more pumped now because of Batman vs. Superman.
Sure.
Because I saw... We talked a little bit about it. Very similar subject matter, you know, two superheroes against each other and arguing about where the power should be and some government intervention. Very similar subject matter, but I'm still so I'm so damn mad about Batman v Superman. It's a week later, and I'm just pissed off.
I can't believe it. I really cannot believe it.
And all of these people are like, "Well, I liked it. Good for you." You can like something that's not good. Don't be coming on Facebook. I mean, look, you can talk to me on Facebook anytime. But
yeah,
you're not going to win an argument like, no, this is why it's good. No. That's why you liked it.
Here's the
fine.
Thing. Here's the thing. But this is a whole nother realm of liking a movie.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. If someone says, you know, I'm thinking of something that I wouldn't like. You know, my wife likes Legally Blonde.
Sure.
Okay? Fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm sure I've seen it.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I get it. It's, my wife likes it. I can see why she likes it. It's cute and funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sure. No problem. I have no problem with some chick flicks, air quotes.
Right.
But then when you're like, oh no, but I like Batman versus Superman, I wrote, I think on two or three people's comments, I just put, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
It's a big difference.
Yeah.
Big difference.
If someone
names some cult movie and they're just like, I love this movie, and I'm like, man, I'm not into it. But I'm fine with you liking it. This, you're an idiot.
I think
I'm sorry, you're an idiot.
Wanting to like something is powerful. I think really wanting to love something can get you there. But you know what?
Then there's idiots.
Well, you know what? The, I mean,
I called Ray Zawadny, Pittsburgh comedian, an idiot.
Right. I saw. Look, here's and some people are like, well, the critical opinion, you know, it's
the
not
critical opinion.
Critics.
How about everybody I know?
That's
besides
the thing.
You.
You can throw the critical opinion at me. Listen to the episode last week. Sure, I'm, you know, I now among film critics.
Oh, someone mentioned there, like, Sean lost his mind.
Dude, first thing you have to understand is, among film critics, I'm a populist, right? I am, like, because I can say...
you're a lot nicer than a lot of critics.
Right. That said, if you want to throw, oh, you're a critic at me, that's fine. We had Chris Prexta, who is as big a Superman fan as you'll ever meet.
Yep, and a pretty decent, accomplished filmmaker.
And you, who's as big of a Batman fan
huge
as you're going to find.
Fan.
You and two I've are
also,
fans.
And I've also produced two feature films.
Right.
So I know about filmmaking. I'm a huge fan of the characters.
If you liked that movie, either you're an idiot or you wanted to like it so much that...
Yeah.
You're not going to admit that it's a piece of garbage.
My comedian friend, who's a as big Superman fan, maybe bigger than Prexta, Johnny Beaner, comedian, he just was mortified. He texted me. He, you know, because you know some of our friends know we do the screeners, and he's like, "Just tell me something." And I'm like, "I can't." And he's like, "Ah," he's like, "All right." And he texted me Friday morning, man, and he was just bummed.
Yeah.
He said he tried so hard to like it.
Well, so now our summer preview episode is more complaining about Batman v Superman. Yeah, but that's why I'm pumped for Civil War, because I'm like, I got so into the Marvel movies really over the last year and a half, where I think they're just firing. I mean, the worst of them, I give like an 8 now.
Yeah.
So
Captain America is my favorite Marvel character for sure.
Right. And this is like Avengers 3. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, who's not in this? Hulk and...
Yeah, I mean, even...
Is that it?
Even they showed Spider-Man in it.
Right. And this is actual hype. This isn't...
Oh, yeah.
Like, the way that Batman v Superman just said we're making the movie and expected people to follow.
Yeah.
This is... I saw Ant-Man, and now Ant-Man's coming back.
Yeah.
And you teased the new Avengers at the end of Age of Ultron. I want to see where that's going. I know Tony Stark. I know that Robert Downey Jr. only has so many left. You got Spider-Man in. Spider-Man's finally good.
Oh, yeah.
This is what actual hype looks like. So... I'm hyped. I haven't read that arc. I haven't read any Captain America, honestly. I'm just hyped because the movies have gotten me hyped. So it's on my list.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I just didn't put it on there because we said we were going to pick 5.
Yeah.
And I thought that you might have that and everyone else would.
Okay.
So I really, really do want to see that also.
The one I don't have on here, honestly, is I took Suicide Squad off because I just don't trust them. I love... Casting Jared Leto and Margot Robbie,
that's
I really want to see them, but I just have no faith in them to make a movie that I enjoy watching.
That's interesting you said that, because that was the one I also kind of took off.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the same reason as Civil War and what you're saying.
It doesn't mean I want it to be bad. I never want it to be bad. I could be going to see, you know... My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2, and I'm like, I hope this is awesome, because I want everything to be good, but I just don't have any faith in them.
Yeah. I have one that's coming up in April, The Jungle Book.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I'm excited to see it because my kids are very excited to see it.
Yeah.
We saw the trailer during, what kids' movie did we just see?
Oh, I don't know. Zootopia, probably.
No. They showed Jungle Book at Inside Out.
Oh, okay.
A teaser.
Okay.
That long ago, they did.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks really cool.
Yeah.
It really does. And, you know, when they have Baloo floating down the river and he just starts whistling Bare Necessities at the end of the trailer, that hooked me.
Yeah.
I'm excited because I think CGI will really do it justice. I saw the snake.
Great voice cast.
Yeah, amazing.
Scarlett Johansson, Idris Elba, Bill Murray, Christopher Walken.
So good. So that's
and
exciting.
And Jon Favreau directing.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm excited to, you know, see that with my kids.
Did you take them to see Zootopia yet?
No, they went with a kid's birthday party.
Oh.
When I was out.
So you haven't seen it?
I have not.
It's really good.
I heard it's great.
It's very, very good. Yeah, very funny.
Wendy said it's a little, my wife, sorry. I'm talking to Sean, my friend, like, eh.
They know who Wendy is.
Well, she said it was a little scary.
Yeah.
She said some of the kids were a little scared.
Tamara and I took her niece and nephew, and they were spooked at some times.
Yeah.
It has a lot of, all I'm saying is the social commentary is real in Zootopia. Yeah. But anyway, so yeah, I'm with you for the Jungle Book. I know that the next thing on my list I know is on yours. That would be The Conjuring 2.
It is. That's my next one.
Because of four words directed by James Wan. That's all I need to know.
You know, I've talked to a lot of horror fans. When I was in Houston, the bartender, shout out to Deacon.
Uh-huh.
He's actually a horror director. Man, I wanna give you his name. But anyway, he's into more hardcore horror and things like that. And I talk to people like that, and I think that people think they're a little fluffy.
The James Wan movies.
Yeah, and you know what? They are. I get it. But they're good.
They're really good.
They're very well directed horror movies.
And right now,
they're good storytelling too.
And the Insidious movies, I with a couple of years of distance,
right?
I don't look back like, man, that was so good. They were, but I don't want to watch them again right now.
Yeah.
And I didn't see Chapter 3.
You didn't see Insidious 3?
No.
I saw it by myself in Cleveland in a crappy movie theater, and it was not great.
But The Conjuring, that's one where I think back, I was, man, was that good. That
it
was really,
top
really
to
good.
Bottom, it was pretty quality.
And that, you already mentioned Patrick Wilson.
Dude,
Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga.
They're spectacular.
Man.
Really that, good.
Who else do you want in your horror movie?
Well, and I like his stories because I feel like, I think I like hardcore horror movies because it's so fantastical, like comic books.
Yeah.
But I feel like some of these other ones, these supernatural ones,
yeah,
especially if they're like based on a true story,
yeah,
that's what makes them even creepier to me.
And oh,
if
yeah.
If they look good, if they're directed well, things like The Exorcist and honestly, James Wan movies. I mean, dude, he's a really good storyteller. He's like what M. Night wanted to be.
Yeah.
Honestly.
And go to the theater.
No one hypes James Wan. Everyone hypes M. Night. He is M. Night.
I think a lot of, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I think a lot of the people that are down on some of his maybe weren't watching it in the theater. You go to the theater,
dude,
there's going to be no denying it.
Insidious 1 and 2 in the theater was some of the best horror I've seen in theaters.
Don't wait and watch it on your phone on the subway. Go to the movie theater for it.
So, yeah, I'm excited about that for sure.
Yeah, that's going to be really good. The next thing on my list, honestly, is Finding Dory.
Oh, really?
From Pixar.
Ah.
Insidious, or I'm sorry, Conjuring 2 is June 10th. Finding Dory is June 17th. I know that generally Pixar sequels are not, other than Toy Story 3.
Yeah.
There could be some Cars 2 to this, but it's weird. You know, everyone kind of agrees about Up and WALL-E.
Yeah.
I was never huge into The Incredibles. That's
one of my favorites.
The one from that era that really hit me was Finding Nemo. Finding Nemo.
Really?
The Finding Nemo is the one where I went, oh, these guys are for real.
Really?
Oh,
I loved The Incredibles.
Yeah, I liked it, but Finding Nemo hit me hard. You know that I remember before I watched the whole thing. That's when I was working at the concession stand at a movie theater. Before I sat down and watched all of it, I just walked in for 10 minutes, and it's the part where Dory's running off, and Albert Brooks Fish, yells, you think you can do these things, but you can't, Nemo,
mm-hmm,
and just has the revelation about what kind of a parent he is.
Right.
And that was the moment where I figured out, oh, Pixar has some things to say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I want to see the characters again. It's another one with a great voice cast.
Yeah.
Could it be Cars 2? Yeah, but I really hope it hits me as hard as the original did.
Yeah, that's a good pick. I mean, I'm excited to be able to see that with my kids, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, my next pick, this is Dude, I saw the trailer and it, okay, it is a pop star.
Uh-huh.
Never Stop, Never Stopping. It is.
What's that?
It is, dude.
I'm telling you, I don't.
You do this for a living. Maybe I'm just
gotta watch more.
You know what? You're working all day.
Yes, that's true.
And this cast, this is Lonely Island's next film.
Oh, yeah.
Andy Samberg plays pretty much Justin Bieber.
All right.
And the cast is undamn believable.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
Will Arnett, Andy Samberg, Sarah Silverman, Bill Hader, Joan Cusack, Yorma Taccone, Martin Sheen, Will Forte, Adam Levine, Seal. I mean, we're getting into cameos. But, dude, the trailer, Birbiglia is a TMZ reporter. Tim Meadows, Akiva, of course, Akiva Shaver's in there.
Yeah, this is going to be good.
Dude, I mean, now here's the thing that scares me. I saw one of the worst films of the year, and that was Zoolander 2.
Yeah, I managed to avoid that.
And that was, I'm pitting that up against this because that was one of the worst movies I've ever seen. It was so bad.
You've ever seen.
Dude, it's so bad.
Huh.
It's so bad. And right. I was really angry because when that movie came out, those were the funniest people on the planet.
Yes.
And I think 15 years later,
they're not that funny.
They're not funny anymore.
Yeah.
Ben Stiller's fallen off hard. I still think he's really talented. I like him in stuff still.
Uh-huh.
But this was just too far away.
Yeah.
It just, I feel like that, you know, it was kind of garbage recycled. But anyway, what I'm saying is these are the new funny people.
Yes.
These are the people that are killing it.
Definitely.
And I'm really excited. The trailer looked really... The things they were making fun of, like the entertainment world, was just spectacular.
Yeah.
Like, I was hooked in like a minute.
And I hope you're right.
So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah. No, I think that could be really good. I mean...
It's their movie. I mean, Akiva and Yorma, they're directing it.
The only thing I'll say about them is they have, like, for every three ideas they have, one is hilarious, one's and the other is bad. If you look at Lonely Island career, you just hope that those really funny bits in this movie are good enough to carry it.
I will defend them and say that they're good enough where I think three out of four, it's pretty funny. And
yeah.
One of those three is knockdown, drag out hilarious.
Well, yeah, I mean, you look at the best Lonely Island stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, this isn't just funny. This is perfect.
Oh, yeah.
I Just Had Sex.
Right.
That's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
They've hit one of those probably about every 6 months for the last 6 years.
Yeah, that's true. And Brooklyn Nine-Nine is really good. I know that's not.
Right.
You know,
right,
not,
right.
Not
Andy
all
Samberg's
of them.
Super funny.
Yeah. Again, I'm hitting the big ones. June 24th is Independence Day Resurgence. Is that on your list, or do you
it,
not
it
care?
Is, it's a potent potable,
yeah.
Which is what I call a yeah. Honorable mentions.
Right.
It's on my potent potable list.
Here's what gives me hope, that they couldn't get Will Smith, so they wrote out the character. Now, you might think, why is that the thing that gives you hope? Because they care about the narrative. They didn't recast him. They didn't just write around it.
Yeah.
They wrote into the script that character's dead. So that...
I think they made him a war hero.
Yeah, they made him. I think they made him a war hero and he died in combat is my understanding
right.
of it. That tells me that they care about the story, which is the original is so good. It's not good because, you know, effects for 95, sure. They cared about that story.
Well, they also didn't want to give Will Smith $30 million.
Well, probably that too. I'm just saying, I think that there's hope for the narrative to work in this like it doesn't work in every Transformers and every big disaster summer thing.
Yeah.
Because I look at the original Independence Day as, you know.
It's a good sci-fi movie.
One solid step below Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
And Jurassic Park is in my 10 favorite movies of all time.
I would say, you know, I mentioned this to somebody, just friends talking, like, I put Independence Day in my top end of the world movie that doesn't include zombies. That's the rules.
Yeah, that's good.
Doesn't include zombies.
Yeah.
Or, like, horror. But it's definitely one of the best end of the world movies.
Yeah.
I also put Mars Attacks in there.
I remember watching Mars Attacks when it came out, and then I saw a clip.
Mars Attacks is the best.
I saw a clip from it the other day, and I was like,
"It's a guilty pleasure."
I really
for me.
Want to watch Mars Attacks again,
dude.
Now.
Tim Burton,
yeah,
Aliens, 1950s Aliens,
yeah,
like sci-fi aliens attacking Earth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, dude, it's a lot of fun. It's one of my guilty pleasures for sure.
What else you got on yours?
I have I put down Ghostbusters.
Yeah, that's my last one.
I put down Ghostbusters. I know a lot of a lot more people are angry. That it's all females. A lot more people than I thought would be. The other thing is that I saw the trailer, and it does not look funny.
What did I say 20 minutes ago? Trailers lie.
Well, here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times, trailers don't lie. A lot of the times, especially comedies,
yeah,
they put every funny moment in the trailer, and it ruins the whole movie.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that they made this pretty safe and bland.
Yeah.
That they're saving the really funny things. Now, there are... I've always trusted Paul Feig.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't think it's going to be terrible, but I'm also afraid. And also, the cast is some of the funniest people on the planet. You heard me say
right.
People,
right?
On the planet, I mean, top 25 funniest people right now. There are four of them.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of hope because I love Kristen Wiig. You know, I love Kate McKinnon. Like. I really want this to be good. Really want this to be good. I'm just afraid that this is where Paul Feig gets bit by the studio. And he has to take it up the ass and deliver a shitty movie.
Well,
I know it's coming. Everybody gets that. Everybody gets that shitty
studio
movie.
I think that was The Heat.
Was that Feig? Yeah, that was.
Yeah. But no, I know.
Oh, that was. That was.
I know what you're saying.
The big blockbuster studio.
Right, right. I'm choosing to believe what you're hoping for, that they were holding back on the trailer. They don't want to give everything away. I just have such faith in him and that cast that
I know.
I know what you're saying. I'm going in expecting to love it. This is the one where if it's not great, I am going to be
crushed.
But I don't believe that it couldn't be.
Scared.
I really don't. And look, if someone's angry that it's all women, they're a misogynist.
Who cares?
If someone says it's not because they're a misogynist, then they don't know what that word
means.
Yeah,
who cares?
That's dude, get over yourself.
I mean, look.
And some people are like, well, why didn't they involve the original cast? One, I'm pretty sure they did.
I think they did. I think they're doing cameos.
Yeah, and I don't think it's going to be...
For me,
Murray at a hot dog cart, I think this is going to count as a sequel.
For me, I don't care about the cast.
Yeah.
I don't care. I think it's a fun thing to check out, to
yeah.
see. Like, yeah. oh, cool. Okay. Yeah. These ladies as Ghostbusters, cool. I mean, we talk about it all the time. I'm tired of remakes. I'm tired.
Sure.
Please stop it. Please
sure.
stop. And it's not like, okay, it's not like it can't stand on its own with these ladies. Being some of those funniest people on the planet, it's just that, like, I don't want it.
No,
nobody asked for this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean...
They keep making movies that nobody's asking
the
for.
The thing you have to do...
I want to see more original films, which is why I love James Wan.
The thing you have to do is separate it from the original, not in...
Well, they are.
Not in, this isn't really a Ghostbusters.
Right.
What you have to do is go, look, the original movie, and Ghostbusters 2, sure, were made in the way that comedies were made then. And they don't
right.
make comedies like that anymore. So this isn't going to be like Ghostbusters. This is going to be like Bridesmaids with Ghostbusters in it.
And that's
fine.
You know what? I like that. That's the way I kind of saw it.
Yeah.
Which
is good. Fine.
And Bridesmaids is really funny.
At some point on DVE, I did...
It's one of the best written comedies in a long time.
At some point, I think I did top five comedies of, you know, since 2000.
Yeah.
And that was easily number one. There's
I do remember you talking about that.
I don't think there's a funnier comedy since, you know, and you might have to go back a little bit to find one.
Yeah.
So that's my
give us one?
No, that was my five. My five most are Civil War, Conjuring 2, Finding Dory, Independence Day Resurgence, and Ghostbusters.
Oh, because I said, well, Hardcore Henry was like a, that was really early. Well, I got two more.
So, all right.
I
got
have,
brief mentions I'll do in the middle of yours.
I have Sausage Party.
What?
Sean, you really need to do your job.
I don't watch.
Okay.
Okay.
Sausage Party is an all animated.
It's an R-rated animated thing. Yeah.
Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
Seth Rogen wrote it. It's an all animated. It's basically toys.
Uh-huh.
It's basically Toy Story with food. Seth Rogen, Jonah Hill, Kristen Wiig, James Franco, Salma Hayek, Edward Norton. I mean, Evan Goldberg is one of the writers. I'm surprised Seth Rogen didn't have anything to do with writing this one, but apparently it was, you know, he's busy.
Yeah, I'm looking at Paul Rudd, Michael Cera, Bill Hader, Danny McBride,
Evan Goldberg,
Nick Kroll, Craig Robinson.
Yeah, you can't beat
everybody.
It. You can't beat it.
Yeah.
So I'm really curious to see that because the trailer made me laugh, and it seems like they went all out. In the same vein, speaking of Jonah Hill, this is a little extra number 5.B.
Mm.
5.B is I just saw this trailer. It's based on a true story. It's called War Dogs. Coming out also August 19th, a week after Sausage Party. But it's based on a true story about these two guys that, like, they do a government contract for weapons during the Iraq War.
Huh.
And it's Miles Teller and Jonah Hill. And it looks really funny.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm very interested in seeing it.
I can get behind that.
And I'm usually annoyed by Jonah Hill.
Oh, yeah? I like him.
He's hit or miss for me. One movie, I'm like, ah, he's all right. But this one was like, oh, this is going to be a funny one. I like him here. So
I have two that aren't just didn't feel like summer movies, so I didn't put them. I went in a different direction than you with this list. So these aren't like, you know, popcorn blockbusters, but I'm pumped. I'm really pumped for Everybody Wants Some.
Oh,
Richard,
you are.
Yeah.
I think he's done.
Rich.
I think it's done.
Done? Boyhood was great.
Nah,
you didn't like Boyhood that much.
These movies are done.
Richard Link, I think it's going to be good.
Nah, these Remember When movies. Nah,
He says it's a spiritual sequel to.
Yeah, I know.
Dazed and Confused, which was the '70s. This is the '80s in college.
I don't care about these '80s kids' feelings. I can tell. I can just tell what it is.
I saw the trailer
and I was like, boring.
I laughed at the trailer a couple of times.
I don't think he has his hand on humor today. It's not going to
we'll
be as
see.
Funny as Dazed and Confused.
You want to do an episode on it 2 weeks from tonight?
That's little, very possible.
Little live planning?
I think that we're going to have a couple little funny like weed jokes and a couple 80s music jokes and a couple 80s clothing and hairstyle jokes. And you're going to be like, that's hilarious. And then it's going to be a bunch of college kids like having these esoteric conversations about the meaning of life. There you go. Did I nail that? Yes, I did.
Well, we'll find out. If you're free two Tuesdays from now, that will that episode comes out April 15th.
All right,
you can hear us talk about Everybody Wants Some. And
Everybody Wants
Some. Elvis and Nixon. You know about this?
I heard of it.
This is a real thing that happened.
Yeah.
Richard Nixon called Elvis Presley to the White House to talk about drug policy and made Elvis Presley an honorary DEA agent.
And this is in a movie.
And this is the movie of that with Kevin Spacey as Nixon and Michael Shannon as Elvis.
I can't wait.
That's perfect.
I can't wait.
It's like I made that up.
I can't wait.
And I'm
actually,
and especially after I just finished House of Cards season 4.
Yeah, me too.
I will watch Kevin Spacey in the Oval Office every day for the rest of my life.
I don't care. I love it.
So I'm pumped for that as well. Some of the stuff we didn't hit includes...
smack it down.
Next week, the episode is probably going to be on The Boss. Speaking of... we didn't speak of... Yeah, we've been speaking of Melissa McCarthy. Could be funny. I like Kristen Bell a lot. That could work
out. I want
out.
Her to be awesome.
This is the annual episode about a Melissa McCarthy movie. Last year we did an episode on Spy.
Hmm.
The year before that we did an episode on Tammy. This is the annual summer Melissa McCarthy episode. That's April 8th. Keanu might be funny. April 29th. That could be good. Goddamn, the Angry Birds movie is coming out May 20th.
Who cares?
What the hell? Neighbors 2 is the same day. Could be good. X-Men Apocalypse, I don't know. I've still never seen an X-Men movie. I just
somehow
keep missing them. No, I saw Origins Wolverine. For some reason, I just miss it every year. I just have something going on that week. Do you have faith that X-Men Apocalypse could be good?
I don't know.
Alice,
I hate that just because Jennifer Lawrence is famous that they're making her the main character in it and her face isn't blue all of a sudden because they want people to go to the movie because Jennifer Lawrence is in it.
Movies
annoy me.
I bet you she does not care at all anymore.
No, she's cashing checks, dude.
I mean,
cashing checks.
She just didn't think they would make all the movies on her contract. Anyway, Alice Through the Looking Glass of the same day, May 27th. June 3rd, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows. If I quit being a movie critic on June 2nd, you'll know why.
Bebop and Rocksteady, dude.
Now You See Me 2 is out June 10th, as is Warcraft.
One of the worst movies we've ever seen. Now You See Me?
Yeah, that wasn't good.
They're making a sequel?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
That didn't do well.
It did okay.
Why? That was terrible.
Yeah, that was pretty
bad. They tried really hard to be Ocean's 11 with magicians
good
and
cast,
failed
bad
miserably.
Movie.
Failed miserably.
Warcraft, based on the computer game.
People are going to be excited about that.
Sure.
That's fine.
Central Intelligence, that's the one with The Rock and Kevin Hart.
I'll go
June
see it.
17th. The BFG is July 1st. Star Trek Beyond is July 22nd. I liked the last two, but now I don't care again.
I don't care anymore.
I think it's
I didn't even put it on my list.
I think it's because Force Awakens was so good that I'm like, why do I need Star Trek now? Star Wars is
back. I want to mention May 20th, The Nice Guys is coming out.
Yeah, that looks interesting.
That looks like a lot of fun.
That's the rare trailer I've seen, and the trailer looked good.
Yeah, it looks a lot of fun.
Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe.
Yeah, and I'm also excited that Shane Black is directing it.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
That is interesting.
He's a good action director. I'm excited.
Jason Bourne, July 29th. Didn't need more of those.
Yes, we did, Sean, because that's the Hollywood formula.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, crap, what did they like? Oh, let's do it again.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's ridiculous.
And Suicide Squad, as we mentioned, August 5th.
Pete's
Dragon, August 12th.
Ben-Hur.
Ben-Hur is allegedly going to happen.
Well, it's listed on, in August.
Okay.
I think it's in August, man. Yeah.
Has Sean seen it? No.
Oh, gosh, I saw Ben-Hur a long time ago. I'm probably not even all of it.
Isn't that still tied for the record? Most Oscars? I think that's true.
We should know movie trivia.
I think that's true. I'm going to figure it out. Aaron, tell the people where you'll be this week.
Oh, this week?
I know we're not supposed to do plugs at the end. No, but we're going to leave in a minute.
I'll
give
you a little sweetness. Morgan Freeman and Jack Hudson and Gal Gadot. Yeah, that's interesting. In Ben-Hur. But, this weekend, you can come see me with John Heffron. Improv.
That's right.
And then I'm doing a really cool comedy tour, the one night only variety tour with yo-yoers and contortionists and magicians and me as a stand-up comedian.
Very cool.
Yeah, that's the one night only tour. You can look that up. And then at the end of the month, I'm headlining in Lansing, Michigan at Trippers Comedy Club with Andy Picaro featuring for me.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
It's a three-way tie for the most Academy Awards.
Yeah, with Titanic.
Ben-Hur, Titanic, and The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King, all won 11.
Yeah. Let me end you on this.
Well, I'm going to tell you where I'm going to be.
Oh, go ahead,
maybe.
Sorry.
I don't even know. Oh, tonight I'm at the Oaks Theater in Oakmont.
Oh, that's a good show.
Lovely venue. Gig in Allison Park, PA tomorrow night. Look at my Twitter for that. I don't have the details on me right now, but I will be in Allison Park tomorrow night, the 2nd, in Bethel Park next Friday night, the 8th. I'm going to be around. Going to be a bunch of places. Saturday the 16th. Oh, this is a big benefit. Saturday the 16th, benefiting the It's About the Warrior Foundation. Bill Crawford is on that show. Jeff Conkle's on that show. I think Andy Picaro's on it.
Dude.
Lee Terbosic.
This show is loaded.
And,
I love it.
Here's a new venue for me. It's at the Carnegie Science Center.
When is that?
That is Saturday, April 16th.
Shoot. Like, I want to go hang out at that show.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun.
That's going to be a dope show.
And benefiting the It's About the Warrior Foundation, which I'm always happy to do. So, and thanks to, I don't, no one's listening. I had a good time in Jamestown, New York. Everyone was super nice in Jamestown.
I said I want to say something last. This is my fall excitement.
Yeah.
I'm excited for The Magnificent Seven.
Yes, that's
Antoine
right.
Antoine Fuqua, Denzel Washington, Chris Pratt, Vincent D'Onofrio, Ethan Hawke, written by Nick Pizzolatto from...
True Detective. Yeah.
And Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about that.
That should be good. And then, don't forget, there's a Star Wars movie this year.
Oh my God, is there?
Isn't Rogue One at the end of this year?
Is yeah,
that
it
the
is.
Name of it?
Yeah.
I think that's right. Till December. But, you know, that's like a spinoff. But I just have it in my head that I'm going to walk into that like, this might be good, and then it's going to blow my mind. That's what I anticipate happening with Star Wars Rogue One. This isn't summer anymore. That's what, December 12th? It's a ways off.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like a ragtag group of rebels. But who cares? Because I think now that they're doing what Marvel's doing, and they're going to start, you know, they're going to start doing little crossovers, and a Jedi shows up here and there. Forrest Whitaker in a Star Wars movie. That's cool. Gareth Edwards is directing.
Yeah.
It's cool.
That's going to be good. You want my WrestleMania predictions?
Yeah.
Undertaker is going to win.
Oh, God.
Triple H.
Didn't Brock Lesnar beat him? Never.
Yes, that happened.
Oh, but it was, and he broke the streak,
ago.
Right?
Yeah, that broke the streak 2 years ago.
Who cares?
Undertaker's going to beat Shane McMahon.
That's so lame.
Yes, it is. Triple H is going to not lose to Roman Reigns. They're going to back off. Triple H is going to retain the title. And then Roman Reigns is going to go nuts and start destroying things, and John Cena is going to come out and stop him. That's my prediction.
This is boring.
And Brock Lesnar will beat Dean Ambrose. And yes, WrestleMania is boring this year. So, that was for the wrestling fans.
Thanks, Sean.
Sure, anytime. Watch, listen for the wrestling podcast I never start. It's coming soon.
Thanks for listening to You Can't Handle the Truth. Find your hosts on Twitter
at Sean Collier, PGH,
and at Aaron Kleiber. That's Kleiber, Kleiber. And follow us at Epicast TV. Head to www.epicast.tv for more great podcasts on the Epicast Network. You can email feedback to handlethetruthpodcast@gmail.com.